Track 71. Unit 11. Grammar Focus. Activity 2.
Professor Allen, you help governments to predict and prepare for the future. Are things really going to be so different?
Well, yes. We're going to have to make some big changes. If we continue buying and throwing things away, we're soon going to have problems. By then, it'll be too late to think, OK, I'll change my life. We have to do something now.
Why do you think this?
Well, most of the world's oil's going to run out by 2050, unless something major changes. Without oil, energy's going to be very important. I imagine governments will start to use computers to keep a record of all the energy we use, and I expect that there'll be taxes on the energy we use instead of the wages we earn in future. Energy's going to be that important.
I guess that means big changes to transport.
Of course. Some forms of transport are going to be impossible without a new form of energy. Flying will become something that happened in the past, and cycling will be the first choice for most people.
That's quite a change.
But I think it goes much further. Large supermarkets won't be possible in this new future. They'll be expensive to run, and nobody will be able to get there by bicycle anyway. Without easy transport, cities won't be very attractive. I believe we're going to see the end of cities as we know them.
How likely is this future?
Well, this is the future we're going to get if we don't make any changes now. Obviously, a lot of people are working to make sure this doesn't happen. Interestingly, one of the biggest groups is oil companies. Nobody's more interested in finding the next replacement for oil than they are.
Will you be making any changes, Professor?
My bike's waiting outside, and I'm going to ride home after this interview.
I think I'll do the same tomorrow.